Welcome to a case closed review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss our final thoughts on anime that finished up in the most recent season.
This time, we're wrapping up Magical Circle Guru Guru from Production IG and streaming on Crunchyroll.
So, I feel like we're wrapping up a bunch of remakes this season, other than MMO Junkie. Because this, once again, is the remake of a series based on a very popular Gangan manga that got a bunch of TV series, and this is the latest remake. And as I learned after we did the SWAT review, this is kind of a Dragon Ball Kai version of Magical Circle Guru Guru. The original TV series took like over 100 episodes to tell the original story of Magical Circle Guru Guru. This one's going to do it in 26.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, this is what very comedy, classic, RPG, tongue-in-cheek, you know, has 8-bit moments. It's very Dragon Quest referencing. It has a bunch of different references, but, you know, there's a great evil in the world, and a hero and a mage must team up and go fight the great evil, essentially. So I liked that what Al's saying, you know, is the Dragon Ball Kai version of it, but also that the series actually acknowledges it because it's a comedy, because it breaks the fourth wall sometimes and, you know, does all this stuff. It'll be like, look, we don't have time for that, so we're just going ahead to this thing. Or there'll be moments where they're like, well, you know, some stuff happened, but now we're here because we only have 26 episodes, so just forget that.
Well, I mean, I think what stuck out to me the most is because they're talking about a Dragon Quest style RPG, at one point the hero has to collect the 4 elemental swords so he can be effective against the great evil, and they go through a bunch of stuff to get the first 3 swords, and then, like, the wind sword. They're like, look, man, we're running out of time. Here's the wind dude. He gets the wind sword. This is pretty much a story where, like, everybody's skirt gets lifted up, so you see a lot of underwear of men and women. Don't worry about it. He gets the sword. Let's move on to the last battle.
Yeah, and so I like that they sort of, they worked it into the story itself, into the comedy of skipping things. So I thought that was very clever.
And I think they also just had the 2020 hindsight of like, oh man, people really liked this section, so we'll slow down and focus on this one. And, ah man, this section didn't work. Let's speed through it, baby.
Well, could we have sped through the old man dancing a little bit more?
I feel like, you know what's weird? So apparently that rival guy that they meet at the beginning.
Raid?
No. The rival adventurer guy.
Oh, yes. In the first episode.
The guy who has the rock, paper, scissor things. He apparently is all over the place in the original. He's like totally in the manga repeatedly. And apparently the previous anime series like take him and put him even in more than the original manga. And the TV series shows him once and then never shows him till the very end. They're like, oh, this guy is also still alive. Who cares? Moving on. But yeah, for some reason, everybody's like, man, old man North, we need him all the time. And like, you guys could have cut him out.
Yeah, they really needed to bring back the fairies that were early on in the show that were trying to kill him constantly. I was like, them, can they succeed at their mission, please? He does disappear at one point for a little while. We thought we were free, but no. You know that somebody on the staff thinks that guy is really funny. That's just, and it's like, no.
Either that or the original author is a huge Old Man North fan. It's like, nah, man, you guys gotta keep in Old Man North. And like, all right, whatever. You're the boss.
Yeah, this series had so much, though. It's like almost hard to remember, like, all of the wacky craziness, because it does have a really frantic pace, mm-hmm. which is, I mean, totally works for it. That's what you want out of it, because it's not, to me, it wasn't like a great series, but it had its moments, and it had some like, but the it just was coming at you so quickly, and it had laughs every episode.
Yeah, like they should have also brought back the shipping angels.
Yeah, I think maybe those are the same ones I'm thinking about. No, those were different. That were trying to kill the old man.
No, the fairies also want to get together, Kukuri and Nike, but they were just fairies. There was also these two angels that were shipping. They didn't try to kill old man North North.
They were less good.
Sorry, Kate. If they're little and cute and flying, they were probably trying to hook those two up.
Okay. And then on the opposite end is Raid, who I thought you were talking about before, who is constantly trying to break them up because he is in love with Kukuri. Or, I'm sorry, in Pink Bomb. I think I loved him because of his nicknames and just hearing him say Pink Bomb, like every time he would show up. And Lucky Star was the name of Nike. So.
And the fact that all of his magic required him to do stupid dances.
Yeah, he was a creepy stalker guy who, like, tries to kidnap Kukuri, but also those things. So, you know.
Plus, I don't feel like it was like, yep, Raid is totally in the right. You were supposed to be like, man, Raid is a creeper.
Yeah, but also kind of entertaining. I mean, that's what I mean, is that, like, yeah, I understand that, but at least you're like, you know, he turns into a dragon, and, like, he summons a god version of himself, and there's, like, that one episode where there's, like, the giant robot / golem that they have to use to, like, turn things. I just liked that the show had a lot of, you know, playing on RPG tropes, and then they'd, like, turn them on their head, or they'd make them, like, extra ridiculous, the Endless Tower, and...
G-Fantasy.
Oh, my God. I mean, that comes way at the end, and that, I don't think that, Al, like, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm not sure that that is an RPG trope.
No, Kate, the Old Four Heroes is, I just don't think they're usually that old, or that boy band.
They were like a combination of boy band plus JoJo's, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
And I think at one point they do the Josuke, like, pose. Mm. So, yeah. No, the quote was, I had to write this down because it was so good. These grandpas live dangerously. I was really excited that they also come back because, you know, there's a ton of one-off episodes with crazy characters. But kind of in a classic fantasy fashion, like, everybody has to show up at the end to really defeat the villain, right? You need everybody's power. So I was really excited when they showed up again. And then other random old men from the series joined them.
Grandpa power.
Yeah, and there was also, I actually really liked the music in this series. The villains and anything, like, dangerous in the series actually had really great background music. I thought the openings and the endings were really good. And there was a rap battle. And there was, like, the best episode, which was the musical theater episode. Just hands down the best one, I think, of all of them. As a whole episode, I think that was my favorite. But, yeah, just, like, a lot of, like, good music stuff.
My only regret was that they didn't have more Juju.
I loved her, too.
I feel like at a point, like, the original author realized, why didn't I have Juju in the story more? Because she's like, I'm going to get myself kidnapped so I can join the main story. And you're like, good, excellent, right, author. Bring back Juju. You were an idiot for throwing her away. Bring her back into the main story ASAP.
I totally agree. And she's always trying to get herself into the story. I mean, maybe that was supposed to be the joke, is that, you know, I mean, she is very integral, finally, in the last, like, quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, definitely agree that I want to see her more. I still can't remember the fourth guy, the other companion. No idea what that guy's name was.
He was the guy who had all the tools. But it was so weird. He's from that village of the three kids, and I expected the other two kids to, like, join them, but they just stay in their original village and never show up again, except for once again when everybody joins together at the end.
Yeah, I guess. I bet it's one of those things where in the filler one, those characters probably appear a lot, too.
They might have actually appeared a lot more in the original manga, but like we said, they kied, so a lot of characters either got their roles were either thrown out or like consolidated into other characters. Maybe Old Man North stole some of their stories, because God forbid they have less Old Man fucking North.
And, I mean, if there's any downfall of this series, it is that they do away with it more in the second half, but there's a lot of, like, characters constantly discussing or trying to touch Kukuri's butt. And I'm like, okay, she's like 10. So let's just stop this now. I mean, often it's in relation to Nike or getting a reaction out of him, and he is also 10, presumably 10 or around the same age as her, and they are in love or whatever. But it's like, okay, we don't need this. Please stop. You're creeping me out. I mean, that's my only like big complaint about the show is like,
oh, you know what I did like? Just speaking of Kukuri, that little arc where Kukuri becomes evil Kukuri and becomes demon Kukuri.
So good.
That was, I had to point that out as a good job show. She was great wandering around on a little witch's cloud, making everybody's life horrible.
Yeah, she was shooting arrows that had little notes attached to them, and they look like little Cupid's arrows, except they say, I hate you. I was trying to remember if that was also part of the Banana Moon, or was that after Banana Moon?
I think that was on the way to Banana Moon.
Okay, yeah. There's a lot of just, like, one-off, like, good stuff. There was that episode where, I think the whole episode was just them trying to get chocolate. That was, like, a chocolate side quest.
That's when they go and they meet the flower girl. So it was more than one episode.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I just have in quotations that somebody said, my chocolate is dead. Oh, I think that's when it starts melting, because she's never had it before. And it's like in her hand and it starts melting and she doesn't know. So she thinks that it died.
I like how then when they're outside, it's very clear that she still ate it all, because it's messing all over her face and still on her hand. I mean, she didn't throw that shit out. She still made sure she ate it.
Well, I would hope not. I really liked the end with the Demon King and sort of the twists, I guess, that they kind of threw in there about, like, Kukuri's power and how that, like, related to it. And then I liked, like, the whole finale of everyone coming together.
I clearly also liked the part about how the know-nothing fairies saved the day at the end.
Why? What did they do at the end?
They removed the poop.
Oh, yes! Yes! It's just amazing. Just, the series has some really, really special moments, I guess. And, yeah, I think they fake you out at the very, very end, where they make it seem like there might be more, but then doesn't really make sense that there would be, so, like, we know that the adventures happen, but there won't be any more, presumably.
Part of me wonders how much is also a slam dunk thing of, like, he's like, and the series is over, and the editor's like, it's really possible. Put a song on there that says their adventures may continue.
Just in case. Nope. All right, fine. I'm not sure I would have watched 26 episodes of this if I wasn't watching it with, like, a group of people. But
so you definitely would have been in the long haul for the 100-plus episodes of the original.
Yeah, I don't know if I would be up for that. And, like, in a group, I thought it was kind of fun, because especially if you are a gamer or you like, you know, old-school games, I feel like it has a lot of great, funny digs at it, you know, that are really fun as a group. It's a comedy series.
It's like one of those things that's fun for like an anime club, definitely, or like some kind of group watching circle where, I think you hit it on the head that, you know, if everybody's watching it and, you know, it has, it's one of those things where if, like a lot of comedies, if everybody in the room is also laughing, you're also laughing, and it, you know, it boosts the comedy, and it's pretty light. And other than, once again, some Kukuri butt touching, it's pretty, like, for everybody. So, yeah, I think that's probably the best setting to see it in.
I mean, yeah, I definitely definitely feel like it's one of those rare all ages kind of a series that just about anybody could probably enjoy. I just, you know, I don't know if, like, 26 is, like, I felt like it could be a lot for what it is. But it's also something that would be good, I guess, in between other things, you know, if you're watching something that's more serious.
Yeah, it's not like, oh my god, we can't skip a week of Guru Guru. I have to know what happens this week. Will she get chocolate?
Actually, you want to know that one, I think. But, yeah. So, like, good, not great, in my opinion. Al, what's your overall sort of...
I think I liked it a little more than you, but it is definitely very fluffy. But I think it was a great palate cleanser. Just that's why I think I enjoyed it. I think that no matter what came before or after it, it kind of just was like, oh, that was fun. And, like, either was a good, nice way to cap things off, or if you just watched a slog of, like, depressing things, it was a good, like, yeah, that was fun.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at ReverseThieves.com and follow us on Twitter at ReverseThieves, at NartakiRT, and at HisuiRT.